Clerk, please call the roll.
Councilmember Hadler?
Here.
Councilmember Rosander?
Here.
Councilmember Dudley? Councilmember Longacre?
Here. Thank you. On the consent agenda, we have the minutes, claims, and a payroll summary, and I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Mayor, I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, including the minutes of 1/27/26, claims for $328,530.69, and the payroll at 107,306.47.
And second, please.
I'll second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Discussion? Comments from the public? Okay, vote, please.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Thank you. Consent agenda is approved. Departmental reports. Chief Hurd.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. We have a report. The only thing I'd add to is we did send a couple officers to the school board meeting on Sunday at the request of a trustee. We didn't have any issues, but there was over 100 people there.
Whoa.
And another 100 on Zoom.
Oh, my gosh.
And look what we have.
Yes.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, over 200
we're boring.
People. That's all I have. Any questions,
Chief Hurd?
How many interviews are you conducting?
We had six scheduled and three backed out. So.
I'm surprised at that. And how many applications did you get all told? I was just curious.
I think 8 or 10. We sent out over 30 of them, but only got 8 or 10 done.
So there was interest.
Yeah.
And you're hiring for
one? One's coming tomorrow. I'm sorry.
One position?
One position. One's tomorrow. One's coming from Florida. One's coming from Colorado. And one's local from Montana.
Nice. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief Hurd. Chief Rita.
Mayor Williams, members of the council, you have my report. I have nothing to add to it.
Question, Chief Rita?
What's a lift assist?
So, not always, usually it's for a large patient, but this time it was for a very small patient, just in a tight area. And there were three females on the ambulance that day, so they needed a little help.
Nice, so thank you for doing it.
It's just muscle.
Okay, thank you. City Attorney Michelle Milhall.
All right, you have my report as well, and you'll be hearing from the board during our executive session later on about the litigation, which is mostly what's been consuming my time. Mayor and I are starting to work on a couple of other projects, so hopefully my report will be more interesting next week when we get going on those.
Any questions, Michelle? Okay, thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Public Works Director, Pat Dead.
You have my report, a little update on Lift Station C. We've got the Vega system working good, and we got both pumps running, not kicking off like they were doing, so we think we've got that all figured out. It's been running for 2 days now, and no issues, so hopefully we got that going good. There again, we had a couple leaks. The one on Roundup Court was an old one. We thought there was water coming up. We opened it up and we couldn't find anything. So I don't know if it's just, you know, the weather brought the drought water up there or whatever. other than that, I've been working with CEI coming today and looked at our water treatment plant to figure out where they're going to mount our chlorine analyzers that we're going to put in for the clear well. We've been working with KLJ on the streets and everything. So that's about all I got going. You got any questions for me?
Questions of Pat? Okay, thank you, Pat. Michelle Richards.
Good
and council members. Last night, the local government study commission met. We went over the survey responses. We had 55 surveys come in, partial from paper ones that were filled out, and then some of them through the website. We went through all of those and the comments and everything. The commission now is ready to start putting their report together that will give you their recommendation on form of government, and then a supplementary report on some other items that they feel they will determine they feel you need to address. One thing that was brought out last week while they met with some of the elected officials and city employees, and it's something that I actually had just started working on, but it came out a lot. It was communication between the government and city government and our residents. And so I already have a demo set up with it's a company called GoGov, and then there's one called TextMyGov. So these would be things or companies we could offer text alerts to anybody that wants to opt in. The county went with this, I think about a year ago, they're using TextMyGov. But we're going to do some demos, get some price estimates, and then of course I will want your guys' input on that to help us better communicate, especially when we're doing street closures, water breaks. I mean, we can set up categories for different things, say city council meeting tonight, you know, just to help communicate. We're not going to stop doing anything else that we're doing. This would just be another piece of, or another way to communicate with people. And it's also a lot faster.
Yes.
Than people, you know, looking at a sign or a poster or even, because that is Facebook, you know. So trying to do a better job of communicating is my goal. So just want to let you know that is in the works, and I will keep you informed along the way because, like I said, I want your guys' input, obviously, as we go through this. And the study commission, like I said, is getting ready to put the report together. We'll start working on the report. And then we have to put our draft report out for everybody. There will be another public hearing. They will finalize their report, and then we will give you the report. So we're down the home stretch as far as the report goes. So then we'll see what happens. So that's all I have to report.
Any questions, Michelle?
Yeah, is this a digital format for my company that I'll be contracting to perform a service that you're talking about for communication with the city?
Yeah.
So do they have an app that you'll be creating for the residents?
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. Okay.
That's what I'm understanding. So, but yeah, I'm going to definitely do two demos because the two companies that I'm we're most familiar with have heard of. And yeah, we'll go from there.
Awesome. Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Michelle. Okay, my report, I did forward everybody a copy of the proclamation honoring February the 9th as Montana Mining Day that was deemed during the legislative session, so that we're preparing a publication that'll be in the newspaper. We do have a cemetery board meeting coming up on Wednesday the 18th. Plan on doing a check presentation and an article in the paper as a result of the $100,000 we received from the Community Impact Foundation. Thursday of this week, I'll be visiting with the League of Cities and Towns on BNSF issues, and I've copied everybody with the letter that I and sending out to BNSF. I think it's an interesting letter to take a look at all the issues that we have with that replacement line that took us over a year to complete. And so we'll be visiting with the league and also our legislators on the issues that we have had in other communities dealing with BNSF on permits and right-of-way issues. Then tomorrow, we've got a meeting tomorrow with the league on House Bill.
Thursday.
That's Thursday. Thursday. Mm-hmm. So on House Bill 368.
Yep.
On the update on where we are with that bill, we'll do a Zoom Michelle and I will do a Zoom meeting with the league on that. Also, then next week or next council meeting, we'll have we've had a request from the Rosebud County Search and Rescue for available police vehicle. Corey and I have visited with that, and we've got to go through the process of surplusing it, and we'll come before the council with a recommendation that we make that vehicle available to the Rosebud County Search and Rescue. So that's what I have, unless there are any questions of me. Okay. Next item then is public comment.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Jim Atchison with Southeastern Montana Development. I've got a couple things here. First of all, I wanted to remind everybody that SCMDC will be conducting our annual community input survey, which is an online format. We used to be face-to-face in this room, but we're doing 7 of them around the region as a regional group, and we basically ask for your input, what's going good, what's not going good, what should be going on, et cetera, and on an online survey format. So be looking for that maybe even as soon as Friday, and feel free to share it with others, but we want your input on those things. It's kind of a SWOT analysis, and some of you have been through that before. Kind of know it's 5-10 minutes maybe at the most. You can make it longer if you want, but we really want your input from this community, and of course the other 6 communities as well. And then what we do is we polish that up and we share it with stakeholders like you folks, the county, federal, state government, big companies, little companies, whoever we think as a stakeholder should know about that trend, whether it's additional daycare facility, water and sewer rates, whatever it is, and we make sure that you folks hear about it, so good or bad news. So anyway, so FYI on that, so be looking for that. And then I wanted to kind of give you a little BIC update. We have a lot of stuff going on over there, and of course there's a subject coming up later on the agenda, but just want to let you know that we're planning to move in later in February to the facility. We have to get our occupancy certification from the government, but also we have to do a fire monitoring check on that system that's in there. It's been installed. Obviously, we want to make sure it's working and monitoring is good. Security, we're working on all that, but we still have to pull a fiber to the building. It's outside the building. We have to get it inside and into what they call the rack, into the IT room, similar to what you have here, Mr. Mayor, in the back there. A lot of wires and spaghetti stuff, and God help you if you ever have to go find something in one of those wires. But anyway, we still have to do that and install a phone. So we may not be moving in until those 2 things are completed, which should be fairly quick. We're doing walkthroughs tomorrow with a punch list and, you know, with the contractor and the subs. And then, we're waiting for the flagpoles, which if you look at the front door off to the kind of side there, there's some big brackets there. That's where the 2 flagpoles will go up once they get here. And then the landscaping, which we think we will be reducing the landscaping cost, which will come up a little bit later. But what's really exciting is we have 6 to 7 events from groups and people that want to hold events in the BIC between March and September already. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of taken back a little bit. There's 6 or 7 of them. And then we have 4 or 5 co-working space, which is the short-term lease of people that want a short-term lease on some of the offices. And this could be companies that come in for a day or two, or they just want to have it for the first week of every month, or whatever it is. And so we have 3 or 4 rooms available for that, too. And so we'll work that out with them and earn some revenue for the operations and maintenance. We're looking at a few more purchases and deliveries of furniture and equipment, things like that. And then, of course, if we move in end of February, we'll probably have a grand opening event sometime end of April. We're working with the people that granted us the funds on that. So just very positive things going on there. I'm sure most of you have noticed the 2 stacks that are up there that were installed last week, and there's been some social progress on that from Range and ourselves. We call those units 5 and 6, by the way. So they'll fun out of that, and they do have the blinking lights on top right now. They're probably blinking, so we don't want any aircraft flying into them. So anyway, we hope the talent people get excited about little mini power plant, but we'll see how that goes. So that's kind of a quick update on the BIC, and unless you have any questions, I'll come back up, Mr. Mayor, for the new business items. So. Okay, you're good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Maybe you can just kind of hold right there, Jim. So we'll go. No unfinished business. We have new business. And our new business is a change order, number four, for the Business Innovation Center. The amount there is $55,962.19. This changes the value of the contract, and Jim can describe how we're going to fund this out of the contingency. So I'll entertain a motion to approve change order number four to Business Innovation Center in the amount of $55,962.19.
I'll make a motion to approve the contract change order number four to the Business Innovation Center.
And second, please.
I'll second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion, Jim, why don't you go ahead and introduce this, and then questions from the City Council on any issues.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And as the mayor said, you have some handouts there. And you've been through this before a little bit. I think this is the fourth change order. This basically is coming from the contractor, the architect. And the mayor and I assume this will be our last one. Actually, the landscaping one that may be going down a little bit, but we're not quite sure that's going to come into play. But that's kind of hanging out there a little bit. So, but anyway, this is from the contractor and the architect, and like the mayor said, it's a little over almost $56,000. And this is basically for some of the kitchen build-out and two hoods to be installed in the kitchen. And if you've worked with commercial or catering kitchens, you have to have this fire suppression system and the special kind of hoods. And we're actually saving about $50,000, which is outrageous that they cost that much, by going this route with this denier hood, and then of course the additional conditions, which is the piping and installing the kitchen build out. So we hope that when this is done, we can bring in a refrigerator or a grill and just kind of what I call plug and play. This is not for any other equipment except the hoods and the wiring and all of that because the subcontractors are on the premise right now, and if they come back later, it's going to be even more expensive, you know, if you can get them back. So we can do it now and save some money, like I said, about $50,000. Originally, we had kitchen and equipment in there in the original budget, and we cut that out along with the second floor when the bids were looking pretty outrageous over a year ago. But we just haven't added anything back into the kitchen since then, and this would help us do that so that hopefully a few months down the road we can start adding some equipment in there and making it full. But it's kind of a medium priority right now, but this would really get us ready to go once that hits. So this does bring up the construction budget up to about $3.4 million, and if you look at your second page there, you can see that the previous change orders of $117,000, and now this $55.9 would bring it up to $3.4 million for the construction budget, so keep that in mind. This is under the owner's contingency, and Julie says this is an 80-20 split with the EDA, which is fantastic, because when you work in the world of grants, usually it's a 50-50 match, and we were able to get two big EDA grants at 80% EDA money and 20% match money, which is very almost unheard of. So we're very fortunate there. And we have room in the budget, the construction budget. We are under that, even with this approval. If you approve it, we're still under the construction budget, so that's good news. So, but what I would do is offer a suggestion tonight is approve it contingent upon the EDA approving it, because they have to approve what you approve. And that's not been done yet, because you have to do it first. But just some weird looking thing, if they said no, technically it would be on the hook for it. So don't just make it contingent upon the EDA approving it. So, that's kind of what I'd like to suggest and encourage you to approve. So.
Any questions? Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Let's amend the motion contingent upon the EDA. I'll recommend that occur.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I would like to make a motion to amend the previous motion. It would be a contingency that I will approve it upon the
EDA
approval of our budget.
Okay.
Yep.
And a second to that?
I'll second.
The moved and second. Discussion? Okay. Comments in public? Okay, let's vote, please.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll vote on the motion as amended.
Councilmember Longacre?
Aye.
Councilmember Rosander?
Aye.
Councilmember Hadler?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. That's approved. So thank you for that.
Good, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item is the 2026 street projects discussion. And what I did was I prepared a memo, and I know you haven't had an opportunity to really take a look at my memo on the Coltrip 2026 pavement improvement. The amount of the requested amount of on those pavement improvements is $3,993,761. And so what I'd like to have you do is go through this, review what has been provided for you. The total estimated cost for the project, as I said, is $3.9 million, and included in the assessment is a plan to resolve the inundated storm water on Vista Drive. It is our recommendation that the construction of the storm sewer be completed as part of the construction of the street project. It's our opinion that if we're going to place additional inlet size of the outflow on this, we should do that prior to us reconstruction on Vista Drive. And that's included in this. We want to go out for bids on the whole project and then develop a plan where we may need to phase it in. But at least we'll go out and we'll bid the whole project and then develop a plan based on the information that we receive. And in the event we don't have available cash to complete the project. This is the biggest street project that we've ever undertaken. You've got the geotechnical study included in the packet that I've given to you, so this gives you an opportunity to take a look at some of the issues that were put into place to come up with this estimated number that KLJ has presented. And they'll be here at the next meeting to address any questions that we have, that council members have, as far as how we move forward with this project. But that's the plan. We want to take a look at it as a two-phase, possibly replacement, and also include the water line replacements on Primrose and Chisholm, which is a larger number than we had originally anticipated. So that would, in the event we do break it into phases, those water line replacements will occur on phase one. There is no DEQ approval required for this project, so we don't have to go through that step that sometimes we need to do, particularly when we're dealing with water and sewer. So once the council, once we go out for bids and the council moves on this, then we can get started. We anticipate that we'll get pretty good prices, but of course that's an unknown. So that's our plan right now. We've had a number of discussions with KLJ on this, and we think this is a very doable plan, assuming that Michelle has available money for us to move on this project. So that's what I'd like to do.
It will get spread out. Next fiscal year, we won't finish it by July, so it will be
into next year. So
next year's fiscal year too.
How much did we expect it was going to be when we talked about this last year budget?
I think on the streets we budgeted 1.5. We probably like 600 or 700 on the water end of it. So. Over two, what we were figuring. But then we went back and added a couple more streets. I had them, you know, because we talked about, well, we want to show the community what we want to do more streets. So, and Laramie Circle is one that's really expensive, and it's going to cost us a lot to do that one, because that's a complete rebuild, what they're telling us, way to do it. Otherwise, they're only guaranteeing it for 5 to 7 years. If you just go in there and say you mill it and overlay it, they don't recommend that because it's not going to last you.
That's one of the things that we talked about with KLJ. I mean, we could go through and do a lot of this, but we would be looking at a 5-year life.
Yeah, and they don't recommend that one at all.
We could put them in good condition for 5 years. That just doesn't make sense
Like I say,
we should do it.
We had a lot of
what the geotech has suggested. Sure. That's what we're going.
Yeah, we had a lot of concern that they wanted, you wanted that street done, looked at anyway of what it would be done, and so we threw that in with this project this year. It actually was set to be in 2027 on our phaser study. It wasn't labeled to do this in 26 year. But we bumped it up just to see what it would cost us and everything, and it's kind of adding more than we anticipated, to be honest with you.
And Laramie will be full reconstruction on that, because as Pat said, because of the condition.
Yeah.
But it's not over there with Chisholm, right?
We threw it in there in this study, though. It's part of this 3.9, But no, I mean, Laramie Circle is not next to Chisholm. It's, And that's why we're going to look at doing it, if possibly in phases, if that's what we can do, We can bid it that way, bid it out, and then tell them, well, we'll only do phase one right now, KLJ will give us some answers on that. So,
okay, so that's where we're at. We'd like to start advertising probably in March, latter part of March, on this road project. So that's where we're at. Anybody have any? I know it's tough because you just got this.
Yeah, you don't really have any stuff to give it ends any questions yet. So.
That's kind of an overall thought on this.
And we'll have them here next meeting to
for my two cohorts. I'm going to tell you, I'm taken back by the price. Okay, so from what I remember when we met before, I'm taken back by this, and I knew it was going to be a big undertaking.
So is this where I say the difference between the two is 127,975? Is that the original estimate? Now, estimate? Is that the difference? On page 2 here. Would that be the difference, Jack, or is it more than that?
That's why I was asking Pat, where were we in our initial...
Well, if you take out that Laramie Circle, Sweetgrass, and that, them two were added in there on top of it. I mean... You can take out that whatever $300,000 right there out of that. I mean, you're still looking at, 3.5. The prison and Chisholm water service and reconstruction is a lot more than what we anticipated. I think that one was only at about $1 million is what we were originally anticipating on our capital improvement plan, and that's where we got our numbers from, was our capital improvement plan that we got. And I can get you guys a book on that of what we have, estimated at what it's going to cost. And that's why you got to go out to, an engineering company and get more accurate numbers. I mean, so, but that's what we used for our budget was, I believe it was right around that $1 million for the Prism Chisholm. And then, we had another $500,000 for the structural phases. We weren't adding Laramie Circle, Vista Drive, all of them weren't part of our original
budget. So did they become a priority because of leaks?
No, Vista is more the storm drain. We're looking at possibly doing that, throwing it in with that Chisholm, because it's right there with end of Primrose. And if we're going to be doing Primrose, we need to do something, you know, technically there while we're there. It makes more sense. So we just thought we would throw it in there and see what the cost is going to be, you know. And that's where we're at right now, is seeing what the cost is. And it come back a little more than what we originally, you know, estimated at.
So also for you too, and I'm not telling you that I'm not supportive, but of this very storm drain that we're talking about,
yes.
I want you to know that there's been a claim filed against our insurance company. This has been investigated, and the city is not liable. It's one resident, and the city isn't, there's no liability there as far as our insurance company. So just keep in mind, it's $72,000 to, and I thought there was a different way to fix it, but I'm cool with whatever. I mean, the engineer
won't sign off on it.
They won't sign off on that other
unless it's done to their
specs. I'm cool with it. I can accept that. But, but just know that it's another $72,000, and we want to handle that right, because some of us may not agree. Or whatever. I look at attorney Milo, and then I don't want to start something ugly here or bad. Okay? So I don't know how aware you are of all this. No, that's why I didn't know if you were or not. But there's some history here.
So I
think we want to be cautious, for lack, you know, of better words. And I'm not telling you I don't want to do it, but I'm telling you I think we should be cautious.
The road, the cul-de-sac was poorly designed
okay.
when it was initially put in. Okay, and as the homeowner in this area, years ago that home was built below the street level.
Okay.
But the street was poorly designed. It would not have, had this to be done now, it would have been designed the way the engineer has put the rehab together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so we had a claim on this, and it was investigated by our insurance carrier, and they feel that because we bought into a problem or we assumed an issue, that the city was not liable for any activities associated with any claims as a result of the water jumping over the curb and going into the basement of this home.
Okay.
The city is not liable. And so now we're looking at if we're going to rehab this cul-de-sac, we're going to go down and rehab it, because that's
the pavement's tearing up.
It has to be done. It's
part of the street.
So if we're going to do anything to correct a poor design 40 years ago,
mm-hmm.
yes.
then we need to do this. And that's and I don't disagree with what Councilmember Rosander, but when we took another look at this, and we were not really in tune until we sat down with the engineer and went through the schematic that they prepared, and then that made sense to us for us to do it prior to the rehabbing of that, irregardless of the previous claim or anything else. It makes sense for us to do that,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we're going to do, and our plan is to do that anytime we have a situation on any of the rehabbing of the streets that we are currently faced with And that's what we've been doing. So this is an opportunity to correct a situation that was poorly constructed 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at on it. But it will be controversial. There's no doubt about it, because of the claim that was initiated.
How long ago was the claim?
It was last year.
Recently.
It was filed, but the original.
Oh, the original.
The original was
10 years.
2017.
Mm-hmm.
Or before,
this has been happening.
Yeah, this is. I mean, this is not something new. I mean,
the house has been there 25 or 30 years.
Yeah, the house itself
is way below street grade. In today's times, that wouldn't even be allowed.
We would not have allowed that to occur.
That would never be allowed.
Couldn't do that now, because it wouldn't meet code. So that's where we're at. But if we're going to do something,
So it was built without code. There's been issues.
There was no there was no city at the time.
Yeah, it was built without code. There's been issues, so we want to fix it.
We want to fix the issues that were not properly dealt with when the street was originally constructed.
Not by the city.
Pardon me?
Not the street was not constructed by the city.
Yeah, right. Right. It was not. Yeah, the city was. We were not a city.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, we've kicked around a lot of ideas, but this seems the most logical design because we don't need additional right of way that we had talked about. We can use the existing outfall, which is already in place. The outfall is there. We would need to increase the size of the outfall from a 12-inch to an 18-inch, and then we would place additional vents to capture the runoff. We would go to 6 inlets. We put
some of them would be inlets. Would be double on come from both sides, so
that what's in there now.
Where we get the number 6 at is.
So that's where we're at.
No, that's right. I liked your words. It's controversial, so
yeah,
it will be.
I'm not going to curse like somebody did today when we talked about it, but it's just be aware. That's all I want for you to.
I don't want to get 100 people in here like this.
Yes.
So, do you worry that it will be admitting guilt?
No. No.
Why would it be
controversial? I don't want to.
Well, you're going to
be careful with setting any kind of precedents. And
there's other issues with storm drains in
town. Yeah, storm drain
in town.
In town, and we'll address those when we do those streets. We will address that issue.
Yes, and I like that. I do. I don't want to sound like I don't support some of this, but I think timing is. Because you're spending $72,000 on one resident is what's really
the perception of what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you're spending tax dollars, and not everyone in Colstrup supports doing that.
Because there was a lawsuit filed, right?
No, there was no suit. There was a
claim against the insurance.
There was a claim against the insurance.
I can see that perception when in reality we're addressing a street issue previously existing. So I get that. It just has to be the explanation given when we're doing city council meeting.
So we just deal with them as they come up. We take care of the issues as they develop, deal with them, and then if something else happens, then we'll deal with that. So that's what we've done for 26 years.
Yeah, and I just wanted you two to be so totally aware of that.
And that's the reason I've identified it on my little write-up here. So it's identified, and you've got a copy of this.
Yes.
And also the information that was provided by the engineer that developed that this plan. So there we go. We'll deal with this at the next council meeting. We'll have KLJ here, and we will ask them to begin the preparation of the bid documents to go out for this bid on this project. And depending on where it comes in, we may do it in phases or we may not. That will be up to the city council. But I think it's the right way to go. I think we've got a good plan put together. And yes, it's costly. We've spent a lot of money in our streets, and we want to maintain the reliability of what we have. That's our, it's one of our largest investments as a city, is the value of our streets.
And we want to keep moving forward on our, what we've been doing on our streets. I mean, granted, this is a big, ask right now, but.
I know we've been able to build up our cash and our revenue. And the
Chisholm Penrose, I mean, with all the water breaks up there, we gotta do something with that. I mean, and there's no reason to redo the street until you do the water underneath it. So there's them service lines, because that's what you'd pave it and then you'd be digging it right up if you don't address the service lines underneath.
One of these two, don't it's like 137 services or something.
That's total up there. Is what they originally put in. Yes.
Yeah.
up there. I mean, there's a lot of service lines, a lot of double ones. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly.
Are you cutting a lot of those off?
No, we're putting right now. Our plan is to put everything back in where they were because it's a lot. It's gotta, you know, that's the way it was. So if people want to buy it, if they ever do decide to sell them lots, that you know, that's what we decided anyway. I mean, that can, I guess you can maybe change that, but.
Typically, there was one trailer house or mobile home on, or two in a typical lot, right or wrong?
No, I don't think. I think one lot I had a trailer, but you had your two lines together, and then they would go off. Normally, is how it's set up there. A lot of them are. There's two lines right together, coming in, and then you go. You know, you skip one and go split the next two, and split the next two, and that's kind of how they designed it. What looking at the maps and everything, and we got an old picture in there that it was full. I don't know what year the picture is. I think 1980 something, but pretty much everyone of them lots had a trailer house on it. I mean,
yes, I lived there in 81 to 83 or whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. So it was full.
Yeah.
And that's why I thought there was more.
I'm not sure what the size of the lots are. I guess that
they weren't that big.
Yeah, some of them aren't a full lot either. No. I mean, so some of them probably will be. You know, you're gonna have to combine them to sell them. But are they gonna sell them? Rumor is they're talking about it, but I don't know if they will.
Who owns it, Talon?
Okay.
Culture Properties or whoever.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you all. We'll visit with that 2 weeks. And in the meantime, we'll give KLJ the indication to prepare the bid documents so we can get moving on this project. Okay, next item of business is executive session, so I will close the regular meeting at this time, and then we'll take a 5-minute break, and then we'll go into executive session. Okay. And I want Pat to...